Blog Talk Radio.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers, shit, you be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
My name is Dee Moore. I'm your host this evening for your radio. We are a Light Collective. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us. If you want to find out more information about our group and who we are, feel free to log on to ryb.world.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad to come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
Emotions, basically, and that's one of the things that we need to learn, to just accept our emotions as they are. Tonight joining me will be Prophet BK. He's not on just yet. See if I can get a hold of him. And we actually do not have any callers just yet, so to call into our radio show, our number here is 914-803-4591. Again, that's 914-803-4591. And as I said before, we are a nonprofit group. To find more information about who we are, go to www.ryb.world or www.enlightenedcollective.com. If you also feel led to give to the movement, you can do so. There's a link on our website to our PayPal page. We are a nonprofit group, so any donations you provide will be tax deductible. Just keep that in mind for anyone who wants to give. And if you happen to call in or you've been to some of our meetings and, you know, you feel value in the services or the experience that we provide, you can also become a monthly sustainer through our website, through our Give to the Movement link on PayPal. You can choose to give between as little as $5 a month, I believe, and, you know, whatever else you are led to give. So, again, just talking about some of the conversations or the meeting that we had last Wednesday, which was accepting your emotions. Actually, we've been building on these 12 channels. There's 12 channels of enlightenment. We've been building on this concept for the past several weeks, and it's just the information you need to have enlightenment in your everyday. So we do want to continue just building on that conversation, and it's kind of like a stepping stone. You need one, and one leads into the next, basically. So as I said before, we've talked about so far in our weekly meeting how to discover your worth, your self-worth, reclaiming your will. That's all about your willpower. Then you also need to energize the body. We talked about tame your mind. And again, last week we talked about trusting your intuition. And this past week we talked about accepting your emotions. Prophet BK, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I was looking for the link. I was having technical difficulties with the internet.
That's no problem. I was having my difficulties over here as well, so I started a little bit late. But here we are. We're ready to talk about. I was just recapping what we've been going through at the weekly meetup on Wednesday nights here in the Atlanta area in Little Five Points, which are the 12 channels of enlightenment. Were you there last Wednesday, Prophet BK?
Yes. Yes, I was there.
Okay, well, awesome. Tell me about accepting our emotions.
Well, I'm going to just say what I took from everything was we don't have to feel guilty about the different emotions that we process and go through. But we can't allow ourselves to attach ourselves to them. We have to allow them to just come going on, just let it flow through. Because I hear a lot of people, especially in the conscious community, they talk about sitting with your pain and different things of that nature, or frustration or fear or whatever it is that you're experiencing emotionally. And sometimes it doesn't sound right to me because I'm like, well, I understand the sitting, but they don't say sit with it, feel it, but then allow it to pass through. And I think
right. That's
the problem that a lot of people have when they feel the depression or when they feel sad or whatever. They sit with it and they don't allow it to pass through. They just kind of build a monument and stay there until somebody comes and kind of rattles their cage and they come out of it. prime example, I have a friend right now that a partner was murdered a couple months ago, and he's in that place right now of just the anger, the pain, asking why. And I just listen to him and allow him to vent. But then at the end of it, I said, just let it come through and let it come out. Let it come through. Because it comes sometimes, certain things you go through in life, your emotions come in like waves. Because that's what emotions is, energy. And so it comes in waves, and sometimes it has its highs and it has its lows. But that's the whole thing about owning your emotions and learning how to take control of your emotions and knowing tools to use when these certain emotions come that you know that aren't of a high vibration. Sit with it, allow it to flow through, but then use your tools to shift your energy so that you don't stay in a negative place too long where you vibrate on that place. Then kicking along, and then things will start to happen on that frequency in your life. So it was very good. He used the tarot cards, to explain it, which was, you know, I love the tarot, so it really made a lot of sense watching him use the tarot cards and explain the emotions using the cups and the different phases that we go through. And we all, as spirit beings, having an earthly experience, have to experience these things as a part of life. But you shouldn't feel guilty about the emotions that you have or the feelings that you have to battle at times, because it's all, we live in this lower vibration energy on earth, and that's our whole mission of learning how to raise our vibration and live in a higher place of, you know, higher consciousness.
Right. Now, you did mention some tools because, and speaking just from experience also, sometimes when you're feeling these emotions, especially extreme emotions, it's not necessarily what we term the good emotions, but who says what is a good or bad emotion? But those lower emotions, those lower vibrational emotions, sometimes it's so hard to even gauge how long you've been in them, how long you need to be in them, and how to get out of them. Sometimes you're just living in this setting, and you may not be necessarily aware that what you're experiencing is actually detrimental to you in the long run. So what kind of tools can you use to begin to work through, well, I don't even know if that's the proper terminology, experience those emotions, but then getting past them, moving through the emotions rather?
One of the tools that I'm learning is awareness through meditation and through just sitting and building that relationship with spirit, where when things begin to happen, you're more sensitive to when spirit begins to speak to you. Prime example, my air conditioner went out a couple of weeks ago. So I went to the office, mm-hmm. I complained, I told them, you know, I need y'all to come fix it. They came to fix it, said, well, it's something wrong with it. We're probably going to have to replace the unit. But right now, when we talked to the corporate office, they said they don't have the budget to replace the whole unit right now. So we'll just get through the winter, and then when summer gets ready to come in spring, we'll try to replace it. I said, okay, cool. I specifically asked, I said, well, is my heat going to work during the winter because I need my heat now? They said, oh, yeah, the heat should work fine because it was just out of free line,
right.
And it's a hole somewhere and we need to fix it. So I came home. Well, it started getting chilly a couple of days ago, so I turned on my heat, and what do you know? My heat's not working either. So I went back. They said they're going to check it out, try to find the part. Now, the whole time now, I'm in an emotional place of getting ticked off, and
right.
I was about to start going off and complaining, and spirit caught me just as I was getting ready to go into that negative energy and say, just be grateful that you have your own place. Just be grateful that you have your own apartment, that you have the money to pay your bills on time. You've never been – like, I had this – I heard spirit literally, like, check me, but it was because I sit with myself, I meditate, and I'm aware. I'm conscious of my emotions. I'm conscious of my energy, when it's shifting, when it's going to a bad place. And I caught it. Like, I literally got ready to start complaining, and I said to myself, don't even do it. They came down, they put a heater in my room, and they put another one in my living room that blows out heat and it blows out cold air. So if it get hot again, I could blow the air conditioner through it until they fix my unit. But it was because of my consciousness of being aware and sitting with myself and being sensitive to spirit and listening. And when I felt that nudge and I heard spirit literally clearly say, when I was walking in my kitchen, I was about to start griping and cussing and going off like a sailor, because I went to the rent office and told them I'm going to call corporate office and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. You know, so I was at that place where I was about to go real ratchet with them. And spirit literally had me stop and say, don't go in that energy. Stay out of that place, because my attitude can mess something up. I could say something to the wrong person at the corporate office and they could start having issues with me. And, you know, they have ways to try to get rid of you if they want to. If they feel like you're a problem tenant or something, they may wait even longer to try to fix it. You know, I don't know what could happen, but spirit caught me and just began to shift my consciousness and say, don't go into this complaining mode. Remember where you were at 2 years ago when you didn't have your own place and you were sleeping on somebody's couch. And I had to stop.
Right.
And just be grateful that I have my own place that is fully furnished. I have the things that I need, and I'm content. And it happened because of the simple fact I try to keep a discipline of meditation, being aware. Awareness is one of the strongest things, knowing yourself, that, you know, that quote, to know thyself. You know, that's what this whole journey is about, learning to master yourself, master your emotions, master your thoughts, your words, because we are energy, and everything that we do creates. So whatever energy and vibration we give off, we're going to create that experience over and over again. So, you know, when, especially even like with depression, sometimes for me, the strong point of my meditation time and really sitting and asking, what is this really about? What is the root issue of why I'm feeling this feeling? You have to also learn to ask the universe questions, because when you put the question out there, the universe will give you a response. It will give you an answer. So some of the tools I use is just asking, where is this emotion coming from? Why is this situation making me upset? Why does this person's personality rub me the wrong way? And then when the spirit begins to reveal to me the reason behind it, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. A lot of times it's because that person has a lot of attributes that I have that I don't even like in myself. And that's why I really don't like that person. So then it makes me check myself and be more compassionate and say, okay, well, let me give them a little grace. And then just work on myself and not worry about them and their attitude or their personality disorder that I find agitating. So one is meditation. The other one is asking the universe questions. When you begin to feel different emotions setting in, you know, ask the universe, what is going on? Why am I feeling this? What did I do to cause, or what have I allowed and surrendered my spirit or soul to from with a different frequency to allow this experience to come in? And then sometimes the experiences that we have emotionally are just, like I said before, just natural parts of being living on planet Earth. So another tool that I use, which would be number three, is learning to just allow. But if I feel that it's a place of going too deep, that's when I, like I said, I begin to ask questions, and then I begin to sit and meditate and be aware of this emotion. We know when our emotions are not going the right way, even if it's a negative emotion or a positive emotion, whatever that is. Because sometimes that negative emotion can break us in places and bring us to another place of level of our growth, of our soul evolution. So, you know, learning to use your tools is very key. I know you do yoga, so that breathing, sometimes stopping and breathing, because that breath moves things in your physical body. Breath is spirit, it's life, it's energy. So sometimes a tool, you know, when you're in a negative emotion, is just sitting there and breathing, and just that breath begins to refresh you, and it begins to move in your chakras and begin to kind of move the energy of whatever you may be dealing with out. Another tool is making sure that you're drinking enough water, because, you know, water moves energy in our physical body, and it helps with our emotions. It helps keep our chakras in line. So make sure that you're not dehydrated. Sometimes it's physical things that we're not doing, not eating a high vibration diet, you know, a lot of foods that's not really good for us, or things that may be calcifying our pineal gland, you know. So it's a lot of different tools that I use personally when I begin to sense my emotions. Now, I kind of sit and look, oh, what did I eat today? Because sometimes, this, you know, it could be connected to what we ate.
Right.
I know I said a lot for one question, but yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot of information to process. We actually have a caller on the line, but I'm going to actually take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get into our first caller. Thanks for tuning in, Enlightened Collective Radio.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
All All right, welcome back to Enlightened Collective Radio. I'm your host for this evening. My name is Dee Moore for your radio, and I'm here with the wonderful Prophet BK. We were just talking, recapping what we were talking about as far as just everyday enlightenment, but we do have a caller on the line. Olga, you're live on the radio. Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Atlanta.
Where are you calling from, Olga?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. Do you have a question for us, or you want to chime in on a conversation, or would you like a free reading?
I would like a free reading. I wasn't ready to jump in, so you get the reading. Yeah.
Right, that's fine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
I'm pretty good. Did you have a specific topic or anything that you wanted to discuss, Prophet BK?
I guess love. Love.
Oh, love.
That's a great topic right there.
It's one of my favorite
that's
topics.
A universal topic.
Right.
Okay. How you pronounce your first name? Olga.
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 Olga. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Love. When it comes to love, what's going on here? Okay. So what I'm seeing for you right now is you're at a place of reservation within yourself where spirit has you right now in a place of restoring and refreshing yourself and sharpening or taking your love for yourself and your self-worth to another place. I see where you've had some rocky times recently, but with the third card that I pulled for you, it's saying get out there. Place yourself in places where you can meet people because you're ready for it. You're ready for it. But some of the old baggage that you have, process it. Just don't stop the journey of processing and evolving within yourself with your self-love, loving yourself, knowing yourself, accepting yourself as you are, opening yourself up to love. I don't know if you have someone that you're specifically trying to date or if you're just looking to get out there and date, but spirit definitely is saying it's time for you to really take charge and take the reins and put yourself out there and just know that your guides and spirit has your back and that whatever process you have to go through to get there is all going to be for your highest good.
Okay.
But make sure you
have
really focus.
Yeah,
go ahead.
About this. We're talking about self-love there. Do you have any questions regarding that, Olga?
No, I don't think I have any questions. I've been reading Eckhart Tolle and some other books on enlightenment, so I'm trying what you just said about processing, you know, emotion, baggage, learning how you respond to things and why you respond the way you do, and just sometimes just sitting away from the issue, and it's not as big of an issue as you thought it was, even though some people may push your buttons, and you got to realize why, you know, why you would react to a certain situation the way you do. So I've been, the last couple of years, I would say, I've been learning how to respond to myself more than to how I respond to other people, so that I can understand internally, like, why I do the things I do. So I can learn about them and accept people for who they are rather than, you know, trying to put them in their place or whatever it is that, you know, when we're angry that we think we need to do. So the importance is self-love. I really do enjoy myself. Like, I think I love myself. at this point in my life. So I think you're accurate about me getting out there and meeting people and trying to make some friends and explore that aspect, but and working within myself and you know, learning about my intentions and how I go about expressing or taking in what other people say about me without feeling judged or in that term, I think I've learned and I've grown a lot in the past couple of years.
So that's awesome. That's a good place to be, too. Just it really allows you to grow
all right,
and be your authentic self.
Hello?
Right. All right, Olga, thank you for calling. Have a blessed night. All right, Prophet BK, we have another caller that's waiting on hold.
All righty.
Caller, last four digits, 0221. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Sherry in Texas.
Hi, Sherry in Texas. How are you?
Hello, Sherry.
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We are pretty good.
Your energy feels good.
Right.
That's good.
It does.
Awesome.
It just feels good to me. I like it.
That's good. Sherry, did you want to? Sherry, did you want to get a free reading, or you want to talk about some everyday enlightenment? We were talking about accepting our emotions.
Yes, I would love to get a free reading and talk about everyday enlightenment.
Is there a specific question you have for Prophet BK or area of your life you want to discuss?
I'm in the process of relocating to a quiet area in California, and I wanted to see if what you saw for love coming to me once I kind of get settled.
Get love.
Get okay. For love. Yeah, might as well.
Might as well love theme, I see.
It is a love kind of night.
Oh, okay. So, where you're at right now, what I really sense spirit wants to, what I'm sensing strongly is stay in that place of creativity and flowing with spirit. You're at a good place. I actually see once you do get to where you're moving to, you're going to have plenty of options. Like, just make sure that you stay in a place of receptivity of allowing the person to come that's going to match the frequency of what is it you're creating in your in this season of your life. Because I see you've done a lot of work consciously and growing within yourself and reaching higher levels of consciousness. So the next person that's going, that you're going to be with is going to definitely be on a high vibration. But I see they're going to be little, they're going to challenge you. So just be very sensitive that when it does come.
They're going to be a little what?
They're going to be a little challenging for you.
Ah, okay.
They're going to, it's, but it's a good, because I see the challenge. I see the work that is going to be in the relationship, but it's a good work because they're going to be pushing you to higher levels of consciousness within yourself.
What if I told you the city I was going to is called Challenge?
Oh, really?
Wow.
For real.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
So that, yeah,
okay, so that
can
have a double
a
entendre there.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, it's going to be good. It's actually, I don't know if you want to get married, but I see the opportunities for it coming in
I
this
do.
Next relationship.
I really, really do. I really, really do.
But two things I'm going to say. Keep doing the work. Stay your authentic self. When you meet the person, don't move too fast because you got the Two of Cups and you got the Four of Wands, but which both to me
wow.
resonate on dating, relationship. So it's very strong, but you got that star right in the middle, which to me is strongly saying just stay your authentic self. Don't change nothing about who you are. Don't compromise. what you feel spirit has called you to do, keep fulfilling your potential, and if the person can't flow with the flow, then you gotta move out the way. Don't change
right.
who you are.
So don't try to hide my spirituality.
Don't.
Because
it really
hardcore.
Is going to be, yeah, it's going to be good for them, too. That's why I see so much challenge with it, because they're going to be pressing you to come up in different areas, and you're going to be pressing them to come up in different areas. So, actually, it's going to be a very good vibration and a match for you guys. They'll actually be able to help you along your journey, fulfilling what it is that spirit has for you. But you're going to clearly understand, know who this person is. You're going to feel the connection. You're going to feel the chemistry. Like, where you're at now, you're at a good place because you also have that Queen of Swords. So, to me, that's just speaking of being at a very good place consciously where the sky is clear. You've come through some battles. You've weathered through some storms. You've got the clarity. You have your vision. You see where it is, where you want to go. This person that's come along is just going to come along for the ride, and you're going to help each other.
Okay. Do you feel like it'll be a long time after I get there? I'm trying to get there end of January.
No.
Okay.
It won't be long. Just be open to it. Oh, yeah.
Were you
just
saying that
because
this person may be a little weird and I may not know it up front? Or
At first, they're not going to be your physical eye type at first. Not gonna say it's not gonna be attractive, but at first you're gonna be like, I know this can't be the one. Like, his eyes are too close together, or his eyebrows are just too bushy for me. Like, it's gonna be that one little thing. You're gonna be like, that definitely can't be the one. But then spirit's gonna come along and be like, that's the one, because you have a very strong relationship with spirit and your guides, and you're very sensitive and you hear very clearly. So just be sensitive to what you sense spirit hearing, saying to you. Just be sensitive to it, and everything's going to flow.
Okay. I just can't believe you said challenge, because, oh, my gosh. Okay, cool. I hear you.
I didn't want to say that word at first, because most people, when they hear challenge, they think of trials and tribulations, but challenges
but
are good, because it's, yeah.
And
it's,
if you
it's
saw
part
my
of
star
world.
Chart, you would know that that's actually the most appropriate word you could ever have used.
Really? Well, spirit knows what
well,
you
mean. Yes. That's why I'm like, I hear you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Thank you. Thank
all
you
right.
for calling, Sherry.
Okay.
All right, Papa BK. We actually have a couple of other callers. Let's move on to the next caller. Caller with the last digits 8369, you're live on a radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Navoli, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, we've been talking about accepting emotions for one of the pathways to everyday enlightenment. Would you like to chime in on our conversation, or would you like to get a free reading or word from Papa BK?
I think I want to get a free reading.
Okay. Is there a specific area of your life or subject you want to talk about?
Well, I think right now, just can it be just a general reading, nothing specific, just what comes, I guess.
Okay.
Great. I'm glad you said that. As you were talking, all I kept hearing spirit say was, stay on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cards I pulled for you was the Hermit. You've been feeling a little secluded, feeling a little lost. It's really God's just taking you to another place. And your gifts and your abilities are sharpening. Once again, like I said, to call it challenging. You're dealing with different challenges, and Spirit just wants you to know that everything is in divine order. Nothing you've done was a mistake. And even if you felt like it was a mistake, Spirit can change and fix it. Everything's still going to work out for your good. But I kind of see that aloneness time that you really being challenged to grow. You're growing. You're evolving. You're seeing things from a different perspective, even when it comes to your political stances and family and relationships. I just see everything about you is really shifting and changing. sit with it.
Definitely.
And I don't know if you're in a relationship or if you're looking for a relationship or got out of a relationship, but I see one coming.
Wow.
And what you've been dealing with is kind of shedding some of the weight of the last relationship that ended. It was some emotional things that you dealt with that really kind of weighed on you. So just stay in this place of growing, evolving, and definitely your finances are about to shift too. So stop stressing about that. You're coming out of the dark night of the soul. You're definitely coming out of the dark night of the soul because the last card I just pulled for you was the moon. And that, to me, just resonates with that dawning of a new day. Life is always challenging. Life is sometimes, you know, changing and shifting and flowing. But one of the most pivotal hours of life every day is 12 midnight because it's up to you about your perception of how you see things. At 12 o'clock, it could be either 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. And you're at your 12 a.m.
All right.
So just know that everything is about to shift for you. So stay in that place where you're at. Just keep growing. Keep going. That's all. Well, even as you said your name, all I kept feeling spirit was saying, tell her, keep going. Everything's going to work out in divine order. Keep going. Keep processing. Keep going. The finances are going to come. So stop stressing about that. Give everything over to the universe. The universe is going to bring everything in. And be open to your dreams because spirit is going to give you some witty ideas and visions and things. You have some creative abilities in you that you'll be able to – you have entrepreneurship in you. So I don't know if you're working or if you plan on getting off your job one day, but I definitely see entrepreneurship. So be sensitive to that and know what it is that your craft is and just go for it.
Okay.
Just keep growing.
I'm really thanking you for that because it's kind of been, I've been in this space of just really liking being alone. I'm raising like 5 children, so this like not having the extras is like really good. But then I was kind of questioning it recently, like, whoa, this is getting really heavy in this space, and do I need to branch out? So I'm just like, I'm very clear that I just need to sit still and just move forward. So, that's excellent, excellent. I just want to thank you guys for this one. Needed that.
You're so welcome.
All right. Thank,
thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Have
a good
night.
You too.
All right, Prophet BK, we have a few more callers, so we're booming tonight.
Oh,
let's move on. Let's move on to our next caller. Caller with the last 4 digits, 0680. You're live on the air. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Victoria, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, Victoria from Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, well, we've been discussing ways to accept our emotions on our path to everyday enlightenment. Would you like to chime in on our conversation, or would you like to get a free reading or word from Prophet BK?
A reading, please.
Okay. Is there a specific area of your life or a question you have this evening?
Yes, I do. It was a question revolved around my love life. I recently met a guy like a few weeks ago. His name is Kyle. And I just wanted to call and ask what you see with him and I moving forward and, you know, if this is the right guy for me and just what you see.
Okay, Victoria. Shifting cards here. Let's see what spirit has to say about Victoria and this young man that she's dating. Oh, okay. All right. So, with this person that you're talking about, what I see is it's all up to you. And when I say that, when I'm saying that, I mean, if this is the energy and the vibration that matches for you, stay in the wavelength, the frequency that you're in. But I do see where this person, they still have a few issues within themselves that they're working on. They're still at a place of trying to find themselves career-wise. So it may be a few challenges, and they're shifting in their finances and things of that nature. But I definitely see it's very promising. But really, at the end of the day, it's all about whether you want this vibration and if it matches where you want to go and where you're going on your soul's evolution. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so far I feel like, you know, we do have a good connection. You know, I just wonder, you know, where it will go.
Oh, well, okay, I just pulled over another card. So they definitely have a purpose and a goal of they want to be married someday soon. So mm-hmm. if this person matches that vibration that you want, I definitely see it coming to that place. But really, at the end of the day, it's all about what you want.
Mm-hmm. But do you think, like, you know, he has good intentions and all that?
Still growing and maturing in different areas. I see the difference in you guys when it comes to okay, what I'm hearing Spirit say is when you speak with him or when you guys have a conversation, begin to challenge him and understand what his perspective of relationships and dating. See where his goals are. See where his emotions are. Because I see where he's still growing and maturing, but I see with his growth and maturity, he wants to be settled down. He wants to be, and I'm not even just going to say he wants to be married, but he wants to be settled down. He's ready for a real relationship, but he's still mm-hmm. growing and shifting and changing. So I don't know if there's an age difference there, but I see where he's still finding himself and growing within himself. So it's very promising. His intentions, when it comes to his intentions, I feel strongly that his intentions are good.
Mm-hmm.
He sees your strength. He sees your identity. You know who you are. You have your own identity, and that's one of the things that attracts him to you. You're not changing who you are to be with someone, and that's a very good thing, because when a man can accept you like that, then they have good intentions, because they already know what they're walking into. They're not trying to turn you into a Barbie doll and change your hair color and put your different clothes on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He understands that you're coming as you are. So that's what makes me feel I'm leaning very strongly towards him being a good match vibrationally for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, bye.
All right, BK, let's take a short break. When we come back, we have a couple more callers we'll try to get to. Thank you for tuning in to Inline Collective Radio.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. You'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
All right, welcome back to Enlightened Collective Radio. I'm your host for this evening, Dee Moore. I'm here with Prophet BK. Again, our group is called Enlightened Collective. To learn more information about us, visit www.ryb.world. Also, you can visit www.enlightenedcollective.com. If you'd like to give to the movement, if you've received a word tonight or feel led to give, you can do so by clicking on our PayPal page. We are a nonprofit group, so all donations are tax deductible. You can also find us on Amazon Smiles. If you shop on Amazon, you can search Enlightened Collective to give to the movement that way. Tonight we've been talking about accepting our emotions on our path to everyday enlightenment. We've been giving out a few readings. Prophet BK, you're there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, we have a few more callers we're going to try to get to. We don't have much time left, so let's go to our next caller.
Hello?
Caller with the last four digits, 8679. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you. My name is Kathy. I'm in New York. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, no problem, Kathy. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I really like your theme song, by the way. That was really nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have to tell Adam, someone really likes this song. Kathy, we've been talking about accepting our emotions on our path to everyday enlightenment. Would you like to chime in on our conversation, or would you like to receive a word or a reading from Prophet BK?
A reading, please, if that's okay.
That's sure. Okay. Is there a specific area of your life question you have?
Yes, please. I'm wondering about work, if I should ask this lady, her name begins with a V, to work with me on my next project, or if I should go back to a previous collaborator, his name begins with an A.
Okay.
I'm strongly getting go with the V, because this person has a different type of energy and they're going to bring something fresh and new for you.
Oh, nice.
They're going to help bring out some yeah, Spirit saying it's time to get out of that same pattern of you like to stay safe. But the safe is going to get boring. Go with V and tell us how it works out.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. I know you have other colors, so I'll be short and sweet. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You all as
thank
well.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller. Calling with the last four digits, 1734. You're on the radio live. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Eric Sanchez from New York.
Okay, New York. New York, New York.
New York, New York. I'm actually very happy. Go ahead.
We've been just having a conversation tonight about accepting our emotions on the way to our everyday enlightenment. Would you like to chime in on the conversation, or would you like to get a word or a reading from Prophet BK?
Well, I would like to charm the conversation, but at the same time, if I can get a reading, that would be awesome.
Okay.
That is awesome. I was just recently talking to a great friend of mine, and we're talking about perspective, how everything is shifting right now, and how we're looking at things so much different than how we previously look at everything. And I just want to say to anyone in this call that if you feel like you have failed at something, just keep going at it and keep playing the numbers, because the more you fail, the more you succeed in life. And as an entrepreneur, I just learned that life is full of problems, but actually they're blessings. So that's something that I hope that it can resonate to anyone in this call, because it's been very tough in the past few months for my life, and I know that everybody's hanging in there. So we got each other, though. Much love.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I will see that. Okay.
Exactly. Do you have a specific question or area of your life you want to talk about tonight with Prophet BK?
Yeah, I would like to talk about my spiritual growth and financial with the projects that I got right now. I'd like to know how those projects are moving forward. I have faith they're turning around, but I'd like to hear what does come from this reading.
Okay.
Hello?
We're here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can. And I have a specific partner, too, as well. Her letter is Z, a zebra. And I just want to know how things are going to turn around with all our projects as well, like the finances, please.
Okay.
All right. You laid it on me tonight. Okay, so I keep hearing, I'm writing them down. So one thing I keep hearing is be creative with your marketing. You have a clear goal, but what you're going to have to tap into is your energy and your vibration to pull the customers and the things that you need to you through your visualization, your clear consciousness of making a decision and putting it out there into the universe, and making sure whatever decision you make, no matter what it looks like on the outside, you allow your emotions to stay lined up with what it is that you have spoken into the universe. You're going to be a strong manifester. I even Spirit even wants you to write down each month the financial amount that you want to make each month. And then what you're going to do is,
okay, to write it each month, my financial goals?
Yeah.
Okay.
And once you write it down, what you're going to do is you're going to sit in your meditation time, and you're going to see that finances coming through from expected and unexpected resources. You're going to use the vibration and the energy of your spirit to begin to manifest the finances, the business, the people, the customers, everything. But it's all going to be based upon what you see and how you activate your third eye. Are you following along with them? You understand what I'm talking about?
My third eye is already in a way of awakening. I had a dream about activating the third eye, and I've been seeing above the matrix, I could say.
Right. So that's where you manifest from. What you see is what you will manifest.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to make sure is that you allow your feelings to stay lined up with what you see, even though physically what you see with your two eyes may not line up on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
What you see with your third eye is what you're going to pull in and keep your emotions, because that's how you manifest. You have to align your emotions with your energy, your vibration, and feel what it's going to be like when you make that goal each month. How place yourself at the end of the result at the beginning of this process. And that's how you're going to start to manifest the things. See yourself financially where it is that you want to be. Each month, you're going to, each day, begin to see it, feel it, allow yourself to sit with the feeling of what it feels like to reach these goals every month. Feel what it's going to feel like when you talk to the customers. You know what I'm saying? Place yourself vibrationally in that place. And what happens is the universe will begin to respond to it. Don't worry about where the people are going to come from. You make sure that you do your end, the marketing, all that good stuff, staying and living in your authentic truth, integrity, your character, all that stuff. But don't worry about how everything's going to work out. When you line your feelings and your emotions with what you see and what you're manifesting, what you desire, the universe is going to begin to correspond and conspire to bring it to pass. Don't worry about the how. Just see the end result.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Well, I know you have all the goals, so thank you so much.
Call us back if you have any more questions.
All
right, have a good night.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Well, Prophet BK, that's pretty much our time for this evening. I think we had a pretty good conversation. We discussed some of the tools you can use with regard to accepting your emotions and not just becoming those emotions. So that could be a difficult task at times, and just, You know, we talked about meditation, using that as a tool. We talked about awareness, just becoming aware of when we are stuck in some emotions that we're not accepting. And like you said, taking care of the physical body, you know, what you put into your body physically, you know, drinking water. I would even say exercising. So there's a lot of different things you can do with regard to tools to help you move through and accept your emotions. Is there anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No, I think you summed it all up.
All right, we had a few callers we didn't get to tonight, but I do thank everyone for listening to Enlightened Collective Radio. Again, if you want to know more information about who we are, you can find us at www.ryv.world. Prophet BK, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Well, they can actually contact me on my email, which is sonoftheharvest@gmail.com. Or you can reach me on my hotline, Bling, which is 404-587-2210.
A hotline,
yes,
Bling, okay.
Yes, I was feeling my Erykah Badu today.
Okay. All right. Again, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Peace.
Peace out, everyone.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.